Now we'll go back to the news.
After the grim and dramatic news stories we have been hearing, I am glad to report that there were quite a few good news stories in Norwich this week. Norwich Market's green traders would make those passionate about climate change proud, or even green with envy. A cafe near Norwich has won a prestigious national award. New high-tech high street hubs will be bringing swift Wi-Fi and phone charging points to Norwich. The Tunnel of Light is returning to Norwich and will delight visitors until Christmas. A care home resident was given a dream visit by an owl. And four generations of a Norwich family have raised over £1 million for guide dogs for the blind.
It's not just in Glasgow that climate change is being tackled this week. Those trading in Norwich Market have various green-friendly approaches when serving customers and running their stalls. While the 2021 United Nations COP26 takes place, the evening news spoke to stallholders to hear how they're protecting the environment. Birchley's loose leaf tea is entirely plastic-free and all packaging is biodegradable. While several tea bag brands use a sealing plastic to keep the bag from falling apart, Birchley's are entirely without the material. Co-owner Sam Burcham said, "From day one, we wanted to make the business green-friendly. We sell tea from all around the world, which is not great in terms of miles, but the things we can control from here include eco-packaging and reusable bags." The watch repair workshop recycles its batteries, while Richard Anderson of the Anderson's clothing store is conscious to recycle all his cardboard at the stall. Various stalls, such as Pond's Flowers and the Mike Debs and Sons greengrocers, have also seen an increase in customers using their own bags for produce. Both offer reusable bags and baskets for bulk purchases as well. Greengrocer Mike Reed said, "We try and keep things as local as possible with our suppliers and wholesalers to cut everything down transport and fuel-wise." Kevin Hose of Pond's Flowers added, "Lots of people would rather use a bag for life. I've noticed them more and more over the last 18 months. People politely refuse a carrier bag. Mr. Pond and myself try to do everything we can for the environment. We've got to have a sleeve for the flowers, but there could be a way around that in the future. If we had a paper sleeve, it wouldn't work in water, but modern technology may be able to change that." Trevor Eaglin, owner of Trev's Sweets and Treats, sells his wares in greaseproof paper bags, but is in the process of installing an LED light for his stall, which can be up to 80% more efficient than conventional bulbs. "We've got to have plastic tubs so people can see the products," he added.
A cafe near Norwich has been recognised with a prestigious national award for the first time. Garden Kitchen Cafe and Event Caterers in Hoverton has won the Good Food Awards for 2022 in the cafe category. Set in an old dairy yard, the Garden Kitchen Cafe is located in the picturesque grounds of Hoverton Hall. Alex Furman, chef director and owner of Garden Kitchen Cafe, said, "It's nice to be recognised because we all work very hard. It is important to win awards like this because being a chef is something you have to love and it can quickly take over your life. We care about what we do and the ingredients that we use," he said. "We don't make as much profit as we could because we're not just here to sell as many burgers as we can. We have to believe in the food that we produce." Founded in 2002, the Good Food Awards divides its awards into several different categories, such as fish and chips, cafes, takeaways, gastropubs, and hotel awards. Other Norfolk winners across the categories include Orford Place and Shish and Phipps in Norwich, Sands Restaurant in Wells, and Ban Thai in Cromer.
The location of the first of potentially droves of high-tech street hubs coming to Norfolk has been revealed. BT has said that 11 hubs with Wi-Fi and phone charging ports will be in Norwich. The hubs, which will be replacing traditional telephone kiosks, are being rolled out across the country to mark the 100th anniversary of the UK's first phone box. And the first handful could only be the beginning. Fitted with 75-inch screens, the monolithic structures will allow people to make free phone calls, use a built-in tablet, and charge their devices through USB ports. Earlier this week, the telecommunications giant revealed it'll be submitting planning applications for 11 of the hubs across the city. The first two of the 11 applications submitted were to replace the kiosks in Plumstead Road, which was once crashed into by a car, and Lilburn Avenue, which is now virtually hidden by overgrowing plants. And now the locations of all 11 hubs can be revealed. Should the plans be approved, the hubs will be at Woodgrave Parade, Lilburn Avenue, Plumstead Road, Brick Street, Thorpe Road, St Giles Street, St Swithin's Road, All Saints Green, St Stephen's Street, Rampant Horse Street, Sprowston Road and Coleman Road. And it would also be far from the first time former phone boxes have been repurposed, with others in the city used as shops, including one now used in Tombland as a cactus stall.
Christmas is officially on the way. Construction has started on Norwich's famous Tunnel of Light. The brightly coloured display, which first arrived on Hay Hill in 2016, will include 57,000 LEDs and various light sequences. The shell of the structure was being put up beside St Peter Mancroft Church. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, said, "We're delighted to be bringing the Tunnel of Light back to Norwich this Christmas with refreshed LEDs so it will shine even brighter. It will be lit up on Tuesday, November the 16th and stay on until Wednesday, January the 5th, 2022. In 2018, the attraction received over 12 million mentions on social media.
A care home resident was given a dream visit after a feathered friend swooped in to say hello. Cavill Court resident Pearl, 71, has been a huge fan of owls ever since she was a little girl. In 2014, her son surprised her by having one of the birds of prey serve as ring bearer at his wedding, when she was able to get up close and personal with an owl. And recently, she was overjoyed after the Care UK home in Cringleford arranged another close encounter for her. Hooter, the African spotted eagle owl, who belongs to Norfolk Owls, was brought into the home to visit her, along with two other owls called Scotty and Woody. Pearl, who didn't want to give her surname, said, "It was a wonderful day seeing the owls, and being able to hold them made me feel very content. That's the sort of activity I enjoyed in my younger years, and it was a lovely surprise for the team to organise it for me."
The lives of droves of people have been transformed thanks to a city guide dog charity, which has raised more than £1 million since its inception. Norwich Guide Dogs has been running since November 1979, with £1,388,535,000 being raised in that time. Of the original 7 founding committee members, Doris Lloyd and her husband Tony remained with their branch until respective deaths in 2017 and 2006. Their granddaughter Emily then joined the committee in 2013 and recalls numerous flag days and fetes where her family would open up their garden to all Norwich Guide dog owners for an afternoon tea party. She said, "My grandmother Doris continued on the committee until she passed away in 2018 at the ripe old age of 97. Among those who have directly benefited from the money raised by the branch is Annette Smart, who lives just outside Helston."
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we'll call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording. Put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label.
We hope you have enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it this week. Our editor was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Alex Holmes. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox, and from Jane Pratt
and me, Tim Peters.